is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank
welcome.
You for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffer. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student studying here in Qom.
So, wish you luck. Thank you for being here. Well, today you're very inactive and silent. There's nothing in front of you, which means you are?
I'm fasting.
Yes.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that.
Which,
normally, I can see you're really energetic and...
Yes, not like always.
Yeah.
So, probably you're listening to us in the holy month of Ramadan, which I hope you a very amazing and fruitful month. But today that we are recording this audio for you, actually we are 1 month away from the holy month, but Brother Jaffa is fasting and we too are not fasting. So...
Jaffer is desperately waiting for Ramadan. He cannot wait for all the thawab.
He's gathering their words all together. Why do people do that before the holy month? What's the gift of fasting before the holy month?
In a sense, there's two aspects of fasting. You can look at it from, say, the physical aspect of, you know, not eating and say...
The physical aspect is suffering.
Well, to some, if you say, look, I'm not eating all day for, say, 16, 18 hours, for some countries, even like 20 plus
even,
hours.
Yes, yes.
The common folk depict this as, oh, you're starving, you're suffering, you're causing a hardship upon yourself. But in a sense, even doctor, like modern doctors say you should fast at different intervals. Again,
yes.
They're not saying you fast like every day, all day, for the whole year. But there are times within the year that you should fast. And in Islam as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a month for us to fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has physical positive effects on us and also spiritual positive effects on us. Now, in the physical side, you could say...
I want your opinion personally.
How
do you feel when you fast? And why do you do that?
It's obligatory on all Muslims to do it.
But many people do it when it's not an obligation. They do it perhaps just to get closer to God.
Yeah, it's one form of getting closer to God. It's also there to help you understand the hardships other people around the world might be having.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not everyone is well off. Not everyone always has food on the table. So it gives you that aspect of, look, there might be someone in another place, in another part of the world, who might be experiencing these hardships.
Yes.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Okay, let's move to Brother Hassanain. What's your personal opinion on fasting?
Like, I've seen many people, you know, before the month of Ramadan, many Muslims, in fact. These words are rotated around
just
social media.
Let's make it clear for those who do not know what we're talking about. We're talking about fasting in other months other than the holy month. We have 1 month only. That's an obligation to fast in it. But the other month, when people do it, it's a question, why they do it?
Wait.
There is no obligation.
If you ask me about fasting and am I really starving and like why am I striving for it? Like, am I hurting myself? Mm-hmm. Am I putting myself into a difficult situation? Well, there are two types of fast in Islam. One's obligatory and one's mustahab, which means recommended fast. But if you talk about the obligatory fast that that is in the month of Ramadan, which is all obligatory on all Muslims, over here, I really don't want to talk about the, you know, the health benefits mm-hmm. and, you know, the consequences of it. You know, you gain thawab and you have these medical benefits. You know, nowadays you get to see, you know, all the doctors say that, you know, fasting is recommended. But for obligatory fast, how I see it, like my personal view, my personal opinion, you know, I see it from this perspective. You know, when you have come all this way, like you believed in Allah. Mm-hmm. And you know that He's your creator.
Yes.
Like you discovered a creator, like there's a God, He's Allah. When you believed in Him, and you also believe that He has the right to do like whatever He can.
He has set some rules
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, He has set the norms
we
for
have
us to
be
followed.
Rules.
Yeah, to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, yeah, you have understood that, you know, God has made certain things obligatory on us. Mm-hmm. And He's your creator, He's your Lord, basically. So now, when this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made obligatory upon you mm-hmm. to fast in the holy month of Ramadan, so I see it in this perspective, like He is my master. So in order to obey my law,
so, you know,
I have to fast.
We don't have a problem with that part. There are obligations we have to do. I'm asking about the people who are fasting before the holy month, which there is no obligation.
Okay.
Why they do that?
Yeah, when you talk about the recommended
because
fast.
Because just like I'm an outsider, I look at it from my viewpoint, you're suffering so much and you could do some other stuff to get closer to God. You could help an orphan or, I don't know, do some other things. Why do fasting?
Okay, my personal take on this is, like, you know, if you're talking about mustahab or the recommended fast, which are not obligatory, you know, for me, fasting makes me more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because, you know, fasting, if you really go inside the meaning of fasting, it's not just, you know, not eating food.
Exactly.
It's also, you know,
that's
you know, stopping
point.
Ourselves from sins.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, not eating or not drinking. It's also, you know, not committing sins with our eyes, with our mouth or with mm-hmm. our hands. Or we just don't walk, to commit a sin. We have to stop all these things, right? You know, if you look at from this perspective, you know, not eating food, like, you know, this is the physical side of it and the spiritual side of it. You know, you get more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It makes you more considerate.
Yeah, more considerate about, you know, it makes you like muttaqi, mindful of Allah. Like,
yes.
It makes you pious.
That's very true.
You could also say it, in a sense, it detaches you from this world.
Exactly.
In a sense where you're not so connected to this world because, again, you're preventing yourself because God, like, in a sense, you're doing this for God. And in a sense where, look, there's something more than just this physical body.
Mm-hmm.
There's something more than just this physical world. So by, in a sense, cutting yourself off from some aspects of this world,
mm-hmm.
you can transcend to a world higher than this world.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Just to make it clear for those who do not have any idea about fasting and things that we're talking about, it has been said that there is a happiness, two happiness for the people who fast. One is in Sahar and one is in Iftar. And both of these times are such a spiritual feelings in the person who have done the fasting, which makes it so precious that they take all the suffering throughout the day to get into these two moments, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right or not? It's the feeling of fasting is something that gives you some good vibes, as the modern people call it, if we do not
there's
call
a sense
it
the of fulfillment
reward.
In
yes,
those.
You feel like it has really had some good effects on you. Just the detachment you talked about.
Yeah.
It's not the
I
real
completely
world.
Agree with that. That there is a sense of fulfillment at both times. In the sense where, look, you're making that intention that, look, now I'm going to try to, in a sense, detach myself from this world and focus on other things. The same thing that Brother Hassanain said. Look, when you're fasting, it's not just you're starving yourself. But in a sense, your outlook and your viewpoint of the world changes. It's not now, typically you would go and you're not really paying that much attention on a normal day compared to, suppose, a day that you're fasting, where you're more aware of what you're doing, what you're seeing,
exactly.
what you're listening to, what you're, I guess you're not eating in this sense, but like what you're thinking about, what you're doing with your body as well, compared to normal days where for most people it just goes right over their head, where they don't really have a care about what's happening and what they're doing and in what
yes,
way they're doing
that's
it.
That's very true. Now, if somebody asks you, what will you gain of this fasting, what would you say?
Okay, what you will gain, it's a two-sided answer because what people expect when you say what will you gain is like a physical gain from this. That look, oh, you do this and you get, suppose, like a monetary reward afterwards. But over here, fasting is, in a sense, is an action to elevate yourself. Where the reward isn't more physical, but more spiritual in a sense.
That is very true.
Getting oneself more closer to God, right? Feeling that achievement of fulfillment towards the end of a fast and at the start of a fast is that closeness that you know you've taken a couple more steps closer to God than you did, suppose, the day before.
Yes. But if you ask some audience would ask you, then you can say your prayers in order to get closer to God. What would you tell them?
The same thing applies to prayers.
Nah, the thing about prayers is, like, you know, the difference between fast and prayer is, like, you pray, you have to pray Salah, like, you have to pray Fajr Salah. Like, there's this two-unit prayer, right? Like, that takes hardly 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But fasting, it lasts, like, you know, from sunrise until the sunset.
You have to take care of yourself for more time.
Yeah, for more time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like more, like, you know, you're praying Salah. Like, for those few minutes, you're focused, and you're the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But like fasting is like, it's like almost half of the day.
It's that same focus, but it's just over a longer period of time.
Yes, that's very true.
And rewards, if you talk about, you know, the abundant rewards. And
so right now we are in Back to Reality talking about fasting before the holy month, which is the obligation. Many people go for fasting in a voluntarily sense, and they do it in order to get closer to God. And the two very dear guests made it very much clear for us. Why they do it and what are going to be the rewards of fasting. So thank you for letting us know more about the feelings of a person who has been fasting. Thank you, Brother Jaffa. Though you were fasting, you helped us a lot. Yes, and pray for us, of course. Don't forget us.
I was saying that, you know, we shouldn't forget that we get good food as well.
Yes, yes, that's the reward. I hope that's not the only reward. So thank you for listening to us. This was Back to Reality. Until another session, from me and from the entire cast of Back to Reality, we bid you farewell. Thank you for listening.